From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursula. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Governor Murphy proposing a $58 billion budget for the 2026 fiscal year, the largest budget in Garden State history. It contains a $1.2 billion budget gap. Murphy emphasized fiscal responsibility and a commitment to fully funding New Jersey's education system. There will be tax increases on internet gaming, sports betting, alcohol, cigarettes, and high-value properties. Have your electric bills gone up since your utility installed a smart meter? Assemblyman Gregory Meyer says you're not alone.
My smart meter went on my own home back in the spring, and I felt like my rates went up substantially. So I don't know if it's a fact where the smart meter is getting a more accurate reading, you know, in concert with the rates going up, or if there is some kind of an inaccuracy there.
He and two other Republican lawmakers from Ocean County have introduced a bill to stop utilities from passing along the cost of installing that smart meter onto you. March 21st, that's the date the Trump administration is ordering New York officials to stop collecting congestion pricing toll money. This after the president recently took back federal approval of the Manhattan tolling program that was signed off under the Biden administration. Trump calls the $9 toll a regressive tax. However, New York City Governor Kathy Hochul says that they will keep fighting to keep it in place. A package of 10 bills moving through the state legislature would add another layer to New Jersey's restrictions on firearms. Bergen County Assemblywoman Ellen Park, a Democrat, says the bills do not infringe on the Second Amendment.
The right to bear arms is a foundational principle of our nation, and nothing we discuss today seeks to diminish that right. However, with every right comes responsibility.
One bill would ban machine gun conversion kits at the state level. They are already illegal at the federal level. Another would require credit card companies to track firearm and ammo purchases. Gun advocates say the bills are either redundant or overly broad. Newark's mayor is pushing back on ICE's plans to open a detention center in New Jersey's largest city. The Immigration Enforcement Agency announcing it has struck a deal with the owner to turn Delaney Hall, a vacant private prison near the airport, into a 1,000-bed ICE detention center. Mayor Ross Baraka says an immigrant detention is not welcomed in Newark. Racketeering indictments are being dropped against New Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross, issuing the surprising decision. A state superior court judge ruled that extortion or criminal coercion was never committed. Charges have also been dismissed against several others, including Norcross's brother. Both New Jersey parents are now charged with the murder of a four-year-old in Somerset County.
26-year-old Shamir Harris of Linden was arrested on Monday, nearly a week after the arrest of 36-year-old Woodbridge resident Sean Tate. Earlier this month, their son's death was ruled to be a homicide based on autopsy results that suggest repeated physical abuse. Police records show six other children were in the Franklin Township hotel suite when the victim was rushed to the hospital last February. He died shortly after. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The body of a 78-year-old man who fell through the ice while walking his two dogs at Millstone Park was recovered. State police and the local fire department were first called to the scene on a report of a dog stuck on the ice. The dog was rescued, but then they found footprints and dog prints leading to the ice. That's where police found a hat and a jacket and a fresh break in the ice. The man identified as Michael Rosen had taken the dogs out for a walk, the other dog not found. A Camden County police officer is lucky to be alive after being stabbed in the neck. The prosecutor's office says the officer, a 28-year-old military vet, was patrolling South Camden when he went to check on a grocery store and was stabbed from behind by a man identified as 38-year-old Richard Dennis of Sicklerville. An appropriately named New Jersey woman is charged with running a prostitution ring in Morris County.
The owner of Oasis Spa in Denville is charged with promoting prostitution and money laundering. The Morris County prosecutor says the 63-year-old woman named Soon Bang offered special services out of the massage parlor on Route 10 West. Police swarmed the spa last Thursday and said they found a large stash of cash they believe Bang made from prostitution. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The deaths of 95-year-old actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and one of their dogs has now been labeled suspicious, TMZ reports. Detectives say they found the front door of their Santa Fe, New Mexico home open. Hackman's 63-year-old wife, Betsy, found lying on a bathroom floor dead for quite some time. Her body was in a state of decomposition and mummification with prescription pills scattered on a countertop. A dead dog lay next to her. Hackman was found in a mudroom off the kitchen. He may have fallen. Two other dogs were found alive and well. Investigators found no signs of a carbon monoxide leak. And rest in peace, King Daka, the once tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world, was imploded on Friday at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson. Six Flags announcing in November that the 456-foot-tall coaster would be retired to make room for $1 billion in investments. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available on our free app or at NJ1015.com. Click on demand.